We're going to start just with one or two words of chizuk for the matziv. Somebody told me something very nice last night. He said, if a month ago somebody would have come to any one of us probably and said that, by the way, Mashiach's here. I'm fine. Everybody's comfortable. I don't need Mashiach. I'm doing all right. It's a month later, and nobody's leaving their houses, nobody's going anywhere, no one's doing anything, no one's going on vacation, no one's going to the stores, no one's davening in a minyan, no one's comfortable, and everybody's just about ready for Mashiach. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu has his ways in a few short days to switch the whole massive, that makes it that it'll be easier for us, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicha b'kar mamish, lechol min hazvachim min hapsachim. That's the first nekuda. The second nekuda is, the situation that we're in doesn't make it that easy for most people to learn. Davening is difficult if he's at home. And however, we should know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Al toimer lecha she'efna eshno, shema leitipone. Don't say, the Pashup Shad is, don't say, when I have time, then I'll learn, because maybe you won't have time. However, very many of the Mefarshim, I think even Chassidish for sure, even Litvish, Kimdumani say Yisoid, and that Yisoid is Al Toimer Lecha She'efne Eshne. Don't say that when I have time, then I'll learn. Shema Leitipone. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the learning that's in the Matziv of Leitipone. That's in the Matziv where it's Leitipone. You don't have the Yishuv Adas to do it like you love to. You love to go to Yeshiva and sit down in the corner in the back of Ner Gavriel and learn Misadav Zayin. And we don't have that situation. You can't even go to the local shul, and some people can't even leave their rooms. Nevertheless, it could be that that's the matzah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's that mesiras nefesh, that it's a situation of shema leitipane. It's a situation of leitipane. You don't have the yecholis to learn with the yishuv hadas that a person would want to have. But that's what Chashav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It shows the Mesiras Nefesh to even open up a Gemara for 5 minutes, to open up a Mishnayis, to open up a Mishnah Brura, something, say a Kapitel Tilim, which one should be saying throughout the day for all of Klal Yisrael, Achinu Koveis Yisrael. Every little thing that a person does is worth so much. It's in the Matzav of Mesiras Nefesh, which is really the Matzav that we live in Bechlal. We live in a Matzav that we're far away from the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, we're far away from the Tanoim and Amaroim and the Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim. But anything that we do, like the Arizal said to Reb Chaim Vital, is that the smallest Maisim that we do rival the Maisim of the Gedolim, of the Tanoim possibly, because we're so far away, because there's so much Choshech Yichas Eretz, every little thing that we do is worth so much. So to just to realize that, no matter how hard it is, and people, and definitely the whole situation, and some people aren't feeling well, and people, your family is home, and that's the situation. Nevertheless, every little bit counts. There's nothing that goes unnoticed. Back to the Leila Seder, the Hagadosh Pesach. We left off by Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Teru. We mentioned, and I found afterwards, the Maral really says it, that the Yisoides of Yitzias Mitzrayim were so choshev that the Torah gave us four different ways to relate to our children. No matter what type of child a person has, he has to be able to give up the Yitzias of Mitzrayim. Of Yitzias Mitzrayim, like the Ramban says at the end of Poi, that Yitzias Mitzrayim taught us all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig constantly. It's not just that he created the world, and then he left it, and let the nature take its course. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly, in every single aspect of our lives, is involved. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar, and gives an oinshim, chas v'chalilo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to people, nevuah. He told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly when everything is going to happen. And that's exactly when everything happened. So the Yisoides, all the big Yisoides HaEmuna, are learnt out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his ki'ilu, says the Ramban, his business card, and he said, look what I could do. Look, I'll prove to you beyond any shadow of a doubt that I'm the one that runs the world. And I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. I'm the one that runs the world, and I'm the one that calls the shots. And therefore, we have to do so. We have to tell it over to our children, and our children to their children, so that we don't forget this grace Yisoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually had once. I used to learn with a Baal Tshuva who told me that he was very close to a family, and the family asked him if he could speak to one of the siblings, a sister, that she was having shailas in Emuna. And they figured that if he's a Baal Tshuva, he came from the other side, he knows what it's like on the other side, she's on the way down, he's on the way up, they'll meet somewhere in the middle and they'll speak. Bekitzur, he told me afterwards that one of the things that this girl said to him is that obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care what she does because she ate in McDonald's and nothing happened. What's the answer to her question? There's two answers to her question, two basic answers to this question. The first basic answer to the question is that would negate any possibility for Bechira if every time somebody did something wrong, all of a sudden a bolt of lightning came out of the heavens and burnt the guy up. There's no such possibility. We would never do anything wrong. So obviously, just because the person eats in McDonald's doesn't mean that all of a sudden the whole McDonald's is going to come crashing down on him. And the second one is the side of the Ramban. Like the Ramban says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't perform for every single skeptic throughout the generations. He performed once, Kilu, in Mitzrayim, and then we're supposed to give it over to the next generation. The Torah gives us four possibilities. The Torah gives us four possibilities of... Thank you. The Torah gives us four possibilities of ways to relate to our children. No matter what the child is, if he's a Chochom, if he's a Rosho, if he's a Tam, if he's any day Lishol, it's so important that you give over these Yisaidis that the Torah gives us four different ways to give them over. That's the Yisaidis, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. It's so important to us that the Torah gives us, says the Maral, that you have to have a way of speaking to any child, no matter what type of child it is. So we'll go through the Arba Bonim. Chochem, Mahu Eimer. What does the Chochem say? Ma'idus v'achukim v'mishvotim asher tziva Hashem elekeinu oitzonu eschem. What is the Eidus chukim mishvotim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavas? And v'afat ha'amorloi ke... The Pashup Shat is, in the Chochem, is that he wants to know everything. Ma'idu, Schukim, Mishpatim, Sadim Mitzvahs that we understand, Sadim Mitzvahs that we don't understand. He wants to understand everything. So do you tell him everything? You even tell him in Minhagim. Afata Marloi, Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Achar Afikayman. Don't eat after the Pesach. It's a minig. It's not an Isser Betzim. It's not one of the Mitzvahs Atiro. It's not one of the Mitzvahs Derabanan. However, that's a hanhoga that we're knowing. That's a pashup shat. But there's something in Sarmat Tzio that's much deeper here. He's really asking, why do we need so many mitzvahs? Ma edus v'achukim v'mishpatim. There's so many mitzvahs that we do. Zeicha leitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we need so many? Bet the Ramban asks this question. Why do we need so many mitzvahs that are zeicha edus chukim v'mishpatim? Va'af ata emorloi ki hilchos ha-pesach. It doesn't say hilchos ha-pesach. It says ki hilchos ha-pesach. Just like the hilchos ha-pesach. What are the hilchos ha-pesach? Ein maftir nachar pesach afikayman. Why don't we eat after the afikayman? Why don't we eat after we eat the matzah? That it should leave the taste of matzah in our mouth. So too, we do so many mitzvahs that are zeicha leitzias Mitzrayim, that it should make an impression, it should leave the taste of yitzias Mitzrayim in our mouth. Like the Chinuch says, in the mitzvahs of Shviras Etzem of Karban Pesach, he says, why do we have so many mitzvahs that are zeicha leitzias Mitzrayim? And he says, because Adam Nifal Kafi Pulaisov, a person changes and becomes a different type of person, for the better, for the worse, he says, Kafi Pulaisov, the way that he acts. Like the Ramban says, the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, he says that if a person has a choice to give tzedakah, 1,000 shekel to one person, or 1 shekel to 1,000 people. He says it's better for the person's midos that he gives 1,000 people 1 shekel instead of giving one person 1,000 shekel. And the reason is because when you give 1,000 shekel to one person, even though you gave him a lot of money, but lamaisa you did a mitzvah just once. If you did it, you gave 1,000 people a shekel, then you did a mitzvah again and again and again and again, and imamish becomes a part of the person. And the altar of Kelm realized when his daughter was a young girl. That she had a netiyah towards money. So every day he would take her onto his lap, give her a pushka and give her money and say, put the money in the pushka. I'm giving you money, but you're supposed to use the money for tzedakah. That it should be adam nifak if people like that she should get rogil to giving to other people. The Aruch Chaim says this yisoid, but he gets to irani dachas. The Aruch Chaim says that v'nosan lecha rachamim, v'nosan lecha Hashem lekecha rachamim v'richamcha v'yirbecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give, if you do what I told you, to destroy the irani dachas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you rachamim. V'richamcha, and you're going to have rachamim. He says, what is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the Torah being maftiachas? He says, the Torah is being maftiachas, that when a person is oisik in killing other people, then he becomes an achzer. So the Torah is telling you, destroy the entire irani dachas. Kill out everybody, you're going to become an achzer. Adam nefok v'bulaysev. Says the Torah, no, if you do the tzivah v'kadosh baruch hu, v'nos lecha rachamim, I'm going to give you rachamim, that you're not going to lose out. You're going to become a rachman. You're not going to become an achzer. And the same thing really applies to what a person hears. The more a person hears divrei Torah, and in Nirane Emuna, like we said before, in He'emanti ki adav, the more a person speaks out Emuna, then he becomes, harizim b'shubach, he becomes a better person. And if chas b'chalila, he hears kfiro, then we'll see in a second by the Rasha, then he's got him, it could affect him also. It's not just his ma'isim, it's also his diburim. B'meila, the Chochem is asking, mo edus v'achukim v'mishpatim sh'ratziva eschem, why did Kodesh Baruch Hu give you also edus, also chukim, also mishpatim and geit yitzias Mitzrayim? Why do we need so many mitzvahs yitzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is because it's supposed to leave a taste in your mouth like the afikrimen. It's supposed to make an impression on you. And the more mitzvahs that you do, Rata Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakeh is Israel l'zikachir v'am terem mitzvahs. It's mezakeh you, it's mezakech, mezakeh from Lashon of zichuch. It's also from Lashon of giving merit, but it's a Lashon of Zichuch that it purifies a person. How does it purify a person? The very fact that you do mitzvahs purifies a person. A person does in Leila Seder, he does how many mitzvahs does he do? Matzah, and he does Moru, and he does Dalat Krisis, and he goes to Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, and he does Hesebo, and he does all the mitzvahs that were mitzvah to do in those days. It has such a tremendous effect on a person without him even having any specific intention for it. Every mitzvah has a koyach to affect a person. Amela, that's the yisoy that we're giving over to the Chacham. That's the yisoy that we have to know for ourselves. The Chacham wants to know why so many mitzvahs. The answer is because Adam Nifl Kiripulaisas, and it makes an impression upon us. Then we come to the Rasha. The Rasha says something, it sounds a little bit similar to the Chacham to a certain extent. He says, Rasha mahu oimer, mo avoida azois lachem, lachem velo eloi. There's big yisaidus here in this Russia. And the Bali Musar say that every person has a little bit of all the Dalad Banim. And he has to know how to deal with every aspect of himself, and not just sweep it underneath the carpet, to know how to deal with every aspect. The Russia says, why do we need an avoido? Why do we need, it's maybe even specifically, avoidos ha-karbonos. Avoidos, what do we need karbonos for? I understand if you want to make your remembrance for Zeichlis Yitz Mitzrayim, we'll have a Yom Ha'atzmaut that we came free, and we'll have an Emancipation Proclamation, we'll make a whole big thing, and we'll have a remembrance. But why do we do mitzvahs that l'chur the mitzvahs have no shaychas to us? We need to do these mitzvahs, they're ancient. To shech the Karban Pesach, I heard that people even this year, I mean, every year people get, I know that they chip into a sheep, a lamb. But I know I heard Shiva here in Bitar, he already bought one. My kids want to know if I'm going to be tying one to the lamppost, to the bedpost. The shaila is, why are we shechting a Karban Pesach? I understand in the times of Mitzrayim, to shech their Avodah Zarah, all that we understand. But the mitzvahs nowadays, they're ancient. We don't do them anymore. They're out of style. What are you doing mitzvahs like these in the 21st century? And the answer to the question is that, first of all, it's interesting. We don't really answer him. We tell him, my father always mentions this, he says, Afata ikeshinov v'mor loy babur ze also shem li. Li v'loy loy. We don't say li v'loy l'cha. We're not even talking to him. Because he's asking a rhetorical question. He doesn't even want to know an answer. Even if you'd give him an answer, he's not interested in an answer. They're out of date, out of style. Welcome to the real world, to the new, the 21st century. We don't want to hear anything. So we don't talk to him. We talk to all the people around him. You want to know the answer? Leave loy loy. We're talking to everybody around him. Don't listen to what he has to say. As a matter of fact, that's what the Seol brings down from Rebbe Baruch Ber. Rebbe Baruch Ber said that it's interesting. If you look at the Torah, when the Rasha asks a question, the Torah gives an answer. V'amartam zevach pesach u'lashem asher posach. So he says, why don't we mention it over here? So he says something interesting. Says Rabbi Baruch Ber, v'amartam zevach pesach. It doesn't say v'amartam loy. Usually it says v'gavata lebin choleimor. Here it doesn't say v'amartam loy zevach pesachu, because we're not saying to him. He's not interested in listening. V'amartam zevach pesach. Talk to yourself. If there's no one around you, talk to yourself. Because when a person hears kfiras, like we said before, and they could affect him. And a person hears all the questions of the Russia, and he says, what do you need this for? It's 21st century. Who needs it? It's ancient, and it's not, it's you're out of date, and v'chulu. This is not what we do nowadays. That's kfira. That's betam kfira, because there's nothing, none of the mitzvahs changed. Nothing changed in the 613 mitzvahs over the course of the thousands of years since Matan Torah. And we have to be mechazik ourselves. V'amartem, say to yourself, Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. It's a Zevach Pesach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metavas. Be mechazik yourself. It's like the people when they say Shabbos, when they see a Chilul Shabbos. They're not trying to get the other person. Some people scream it. Talk about the Gedolim that said it was to be mechazik for themselves, the Indian of Shabbos. It wasn't to scream it at the next person. When you see Kfira, when you see Chilul Shabbos, then in the Chanami you want to be mechazik the Inyanim by yourself, and that will get rid of the Inyanim Kfira that a person has. That's one of the assertives of the answering for the Rasha. What is the answer, Lamaisa, for the Rasha? Why is it out of date? Why isn't it out of date? The answer is because we're not doing the mitzvahs just because of what happened. Ba'avur zeh osa shemli b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Ba'avur zeh, Rashi says, why did he take you out of Mitzrayim? To be mekayim kedei shakayim mitzvayisav. On this pasuk of Bavur Zeh that we say by the Rasha, Bavur Zeh, Osa Hashem li v'seis mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why I'm mekayim the mitzvahs is not because since I came out of Mitzrayim, I'm mekayim mitzvah l'tzias mitzrayim. No, it's exactly fakert. Bavur Zeh, Osa Hashem li v'seis mitzrayim. Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim so that I should be mekayim the mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs were there regardless. We know when in Loit and Avram Avinu, they had matzahs when the malachim came. Why? Because it's not be'etzem kashur. You're right. There is an aspect of zecher l'chipazon that we have in the matzah ukedemeh. That's not the only reason, though. And regardless, we'd have to do the mitzvahs. And even if it's not shayach to us, nevertheless, we do the mitzvahs. Even if it's not shayach the tam, because there's so many timeim. And Avraham Avinu was before Yetzias Mitzrayim, but even so he had matzah. Vayisto is that the mitzvahs are not limited to the time. And even if you think that they're not negiah, there's so many things that are negiah. Like the Goyin says, this is maybe not one of the 613 mitzvahs, but the Goyin says, negiah to gilui. He says that even though bizmanenu, Taisus already says, in places where there's no snakes, you don't have to worry about uncovered drinks. And the Goyin says, chas v'chalilo. You're right that one of the reasons that they give is because of snakes, but that's not the only reason. The same way that by mitzvahs there's more than one tam, so too he says by minhagim, even by the takonas of chazal. But certainly when it comes to mitzvahs, timing a mitzvah, it gives a tam, it gives a gishmak. When a person has a tam in it, v'hariv no Hashem lekenu, when it's sweet and there's a tam, then it comes mu'uriv in a person. When a person has a tam, it comes more gishmak. That's why it's good to hear the timing. But that's not the only reason, and certainly there's other reasons that apply, even that we might not know what they are. That's the Rasha. That comes along the tam, mahuaymen, mazais. He's not even able to articulate his question. You have to realize that Tam, although he's not able to articulate his question, you have to tell him something that he can understand. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no one else involved. That's what he has to realize. And everything that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Umanig L'chol HaBurim, even though there was a Moshe Rabbeinu, and even though there was Aaron HaKayin, and there was other things that looked like maybe on the side, there was somebody that was involved. It was B'choy Zikyar Hoitzi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the bottom line that we have to give over to ourselves, and certainly to our kids. That it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that happens, and certainly in the situation that we're in, this person that, right, could have been prevented had they only been there, what would be if things had been different, and maybe they wouldn't have died. No, everything is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. My wife's grandmother just passed away. She's a Holocaust survivor. The kvuras should be, they had tremendous yad l'shamayim to be able to get her to Eretz Yisrael. Mit Hashem, the levaya will be in a few hours. But to think about it, like, she was in her 90s, mid-90s, and in the hospital, admitted to the hospital, and who knows if they even looked at her. And had it been, no one could come to visit her, no one could know what's going on, they probably don't have enough respirators, they probably, who knows what happened with her. Had it only been a different situation, maybe she would have been able to be saved. But lamaise, that's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so the situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this situation, so that's what should happen. But it's all at the end of the day, even at the beginning of the day, it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. And a person has to be to reiterate for himself again and again, this Yisoid, that it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Buri, Umanig, L'chola Beruyim, Hulavada, Osav, Oisav, Yas, L'chola Maisim. Like I mentioned before, my great uncle, Yitzchak Grudzinski, who also went through the Holocaust, and he was Nifter a few months ago. I mentioned this in the past. It's just tremendous that his great grandchild Chassan, and he was dancing with his whole Gansu Mishpacha. As Mechutin came over to him and he said, "Oh, this is your Nakama Keneged Hitler and the Germans." And he says to him, "Hitler, the Germans, Nakama, who's Hitler? Who's the Germans?" Now anybody that would say that in the right mind, we look at him, he's crazy. Yeah, what do you mean? But he went through it. He felt it. He was in the concentration camps. He was he knows what it was like. He went through it. And he was able to say that. It's tremendous. Tremendous. But that's really the emes. It's hard for us to live it very often. But that's the emes from the beginning to the end. And it's not the neighbor that got a person upset. And it's not it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person has to turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then the Einu Yodei Elisho, At Psachloi. Pasha Pshat on Einu Yodei Elisho means he doesn't even know how to formulate a question b'chal. Can't even say Mazois. At Psachloi, you open up to him, V'gatlo Shinema, V'gatlo Vincho, V'yem Uleimor, Bavorzas Hashem Libetes Mitzrayim. This is the same similar pasuk that we give for the Rosho, V'gatlo Levincho, which you mentioned beforehand, if you look it up in the Targum, Perek Yud Gimel in Shmois, it says, U'sechave Levinoch. Levincha, you should show your child. When it's a Einu Yodei Elisho, you can't give big yesodis and great sedrushes. You have to show him. This is the matzah, this is the morrow, this is what we ate when we were avadim. Show him as much as you could. You have to show him how it is. That's Lachar, the Pasha Pshat in Einu Yodei Elisho. I saw a beautiful Pshat Mitzio brought down from Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein in his Akdamot Levosh Mordechai. He says, the Einu Yodei Elisho is Lav Dafka, the 2-year-old that doesn't know how to ask a question. Einu Yodei Elisho is the type of person that he doesn't know how to find answers to his questions when he has them. He doesn't know how to lishol a chacham when he has a question. And memela, when he hears kvira, or he hears something which is a shayla and emuna, so he says, oh, that's it, it's out the window, it's not again anymore, it's something which doesn't apply to us, he has a shayla and emuna, that's it, everything is ugefrekt. He's a day lishol a chacham. At psachla, you should preempt such a possibility and speak to him. At psachla, get open up to him and tell him everything. Megadol bin Cholaymor, and explain to him that you say this vitzis mitzrayim. You say this nakadosh baruch hu bari manig, and there's answers for your questions. Some people they have a question. That's it. They must be that there's no questions. The Goyin didn't have an answer for his question. The Goyin was and the Rajba and the Ramban and Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Not that's not a question, but it didn't bother them. Don't think that you were smarter than them. There's answer for these questions. There's answers and there's some people that say, no, usually it's actually excuse. Like Reb Chaim Brisker said, somebody once came to him, a Talmud that went off the Derech. It was Reb Chaim Brisker, I can't remember. That a Talmud went off the Derech. And he met up with him after a few years, and he said, nu, vos geshen. So he said, he told him, Rebbe, what should I do? I have Shailas and Amuna. So he says, did these Shailas and Amuna happen before you went off the Derech, after you went off the Derech? He said, they happened after I went off the Derech. So he says, okay, so they're excuses, they're not questions. A lot of times the questions are just a person has an agenda, so if he finds a question, oh, then it's everything is ugefrekt, obviously I don't need Yiddishkeit anymore. No, go find the question, go answer him. At psachloi. And there's certain things we don't want to hear, but at psachloi, we could get the answers, and it certainly be helpful for us to get the answers. Yochol Mirish Chodesh, there's a Havamina that already from the beginning of Nisan, the Yetzias Mitzrayim is to tell the entire month there's such a Havamina. No, Tamalem Vayamahu, Vayamu Yochol Mirayim, Tamalem Vazeb, Bavorzel, and Maitel Vishoshi Yesh Matar Mar Menochol Lefanecha. It's a whole different story when you could point Vishoshi Yesh Matar Mar Lefanecha and you could say, this is the matzah that we ate 2,500, 3,000 years ago. This is the food. We were looking at it, it's the same thing. It's the So you say, like we mentioned, when you get a coin from the Beis HaMikdash, they had this coin in the Beis HaMikdash. This is where they walked when went Alila Regal. Remember, my Shver showed me where they pushed off the Egel HaZazel, the Sir HaZazel. There's a place that's not far from Beit Aron. You can see it. A mountain. It's like you connect. This is the same thing from 2,000 years ago. This is Mamash the mountain. It's a whole different type of story when you Mamash connect. We continue when we say Mitchilo, Ivnei Avodah Zarah, Hoya Veseinu, Va'achshav Kavanu Makom La'Avodah Zarah. Mitchilo, this is Maschol Begnus, Umasayim Beshvach, the second Chilek, starts off Machoikis, whether or not it's Avodah Mayinu, and Ve'yoseinu Hashem, or is it Mitchilo, Ivnei Avodah Zarah, Va'achshav Kavanu Makom, Maschol Begnus, Umasayim Beshvach. Agav Revolver would always point out, it says, what does it mean, Va'achshav Kavanu Makom La'Avodah Zarah? It's not Achshav, it happened 3,000 years ago. The answer is like the Yisrael of the Ramchal, that every year it comes back, it's Ki'ilu as there's a new Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim. Achshav Mamish, that HaKadosh Baruch was taking us out of Mitzrayim. But the Yisrael of Hakaras HaTayiv that a person has is when there's contrast. Like the Chavis Lavav says, when you know what it was like beforehand and what it's like now. What my situation was beforehand and what it was now. Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Aveseinu, we were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and we had no Yedias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chlal, even Avraham Avinu B'atchala didn't know about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And certainly if it means Avodah Mayinu, we were Mitzrayim and we worked, and this Yishbi Matar a little bit of what it was like for your children to getting up. I was telling my son tonight, I was going to sleep, getting up at early in the morning, there's no sleeping till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. There's no, you're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, going to sleep at 12 o'clock at 9 and working the entire time and with the heavy work. This is a serious back-breaking labor. That's what an Eved is. You don't decide when you go to sleep and when you wake up and when you eat and mechulu. Ein kaze davar. Realize what it was like to picture it a little bit. The more you picture it, the more real it becomes, the more of a Hakaras HaTayiv a person has. That's really a Hakaras HaTayiv is the yisoid of our whole avodah, like the Chavis Lavava says. Our avodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam is because of Hakaras HaTayiv, for everything that he does. Akol neshima v'neshima talakol. We have a chiyuv avodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam for every single breath that we take. We can never pay back the Ribbono Shel Olam for whatever he's done for us. And that's you say this avodah. So if we clarify for ourselves, we're avodim, we're avodah zara, this was all before the Ribbono Shel Olam came to help us.